listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang araw sa inyong lahat. Thank you for joining us sa ating online Sunday service. Before we start the preaching of God's Word, we would like to invite every one of you. Next week, we are going to start a brand new time slot for our on-site services. Magkakaroon na po tayo ng 5 p.m. on-site service. So tatlo na po ang ating Sunday services on-site. That's 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. So more opportunities for us to really experience and encounter God in our on-site services. Kaya wag po kayo magpahuli. Okay, this coming Saturday, mag-register po kayo agad and choose the best time slot for you. 11 a.m. man yan, 2 p.m. or 5 p.m. See you po next week. Today, as we start our preaching, I want to introduce to you our brand new series entitled Tayo. This series actually, or this word, connotes different meanings. Okay, it's actually a word that means stand, tayo, pwede ring build, yung like magtayo, or together, tayo. We do believe that this word is very important for us because we are in a time when tayo po ay patapos na sa pandemya. And we know na pag nag-look back tayo yung pandemya na pinagdaanan natin, marami sa ating bumagsak or iginupo ng pandemya. Marami tayong suffering, marami tayong challenges na pinagdaanan. At ngayon po, napatapos na to, kailangan na nating tumayo. We need to stand back and move forward from the pain, the suffering that we had gone through. Dahil din po sa pandemic, marami din po tayong nasira na pangarap, nasirang mga trabaho, nasirang mga businesses. Pero dahil patapos na ang pandemya, we do believe that it's time for us na muling magtayo ng mga bagong pangarap, mga bagong pagkakaabalahan para umunlad ang ating pamumuhay. And at the same time, we do believe na itong mga bagay na ito, itong pagtayo natin at pagtatayo natin, hindi natin ito magagawa by ourselves. We need to be together. Kaya po tayo sama-sama ang gagawa ng lahat na ito. And we do believe that the same is true when it comes to the things that God wants us to have moving forward. Sama-sama po tayong tatayo at itatayo ang mga plans ni God sa ating buhay. So pag-usapan po natin yan sa series na to. Okay? So to start the preaching of God's Word this day, let me start with a story. Once there was this guy who just bought a brand new car na BMW. Alam po natin na mamahalin to at magandang kotse. Na one time while he was driving, he realized na wala na siyang control sa kotse, na wala siya ng brake. So to save himself dun sa accident, na kasi yung car niya mahuhulog sa bangin, tumalon po siya from the car. Accidentally, sumabit po yung kamay niya at naputulan siya ng braso. Now, as the car nahulog po sa kotse, nahulog yung kotse, he cried out, oh no, my BMW. He was crying, he was so sad because of the loss of his BMW. Now, a passerby noticed na he was crying and he lost his arm. So he shouted, sir, yung kamay niyo po, naputol na. Sumama po doon sa kotse. Only then that he realized wala na yung braso niya. And then he cried out once more, oh no, my Rolex. Okay, maybe for some of you, nakakatawa po yun. But it's actually a story of misplaced priority. Instead of prioritizing his life, his safety, he prioritized his Rolex. I told you that story because we want to ask this question. Could it be possible that you and I are living in this time trying to rebuild something, trying to stand up and be someone great once more, or to pursue something dahil sa pinagdaanan nating pandemic, yet we are pursuing things with misplaced priorities? Posible po kaya na mga gusto nating gawin, gusto nating unahin, ay hindi natin dapat unahin at merong mas mahalagang dapat unahin sa mga bagay na yon? Today, gusto natin pag-usapan yon as we start the preaching of God's Word for this morning. We want to talk about the book of Haggai from chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. Let me read that for you. I'm going to read from the English Standard Version. It says there, in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month of the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai, the prophet, to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Thus says the Lord of hosts, these people say The time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Is it a time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruins? Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages does so to put them into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the hills and bring wood and build the house, that I may take pleasure in it and that I may be glorified, says the Lord. Let us pray. God, we thank you for your scripture. Thank you, Father, that this would help us understand what is important in our lives and what must be the priority in our lives. Thank you, Father, that it would give us also the grace how we would align our lives to your will, especially during this time. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. So, pag-usapan po natin itong scripture na binasa natin. We're reading from the book of Haggai. Now, Haggai is an Old Testament prophet. Okay? In fact, we would see that he is one of those prophets that was sent by God during the time that the exile of his people was already over. Okay? Tapos na po yung exile nila. Now, talking about exile, when we talked about the Israelites during our preaching in Isaiah, we said that they were prophesied to be exiled, that they would be captured by the Babylonian Empire. And indeed, it happened. It happened 70 years before this time na nag-prophesy si Haggai. During that time, when the Babylonian Empire conquered Israel, they destroyed all their facilities, including the Temple of the Lord or temple na ginawa ni Solomon. Also, they also exiled everyone. They took everyone to Babylon. Ito po yung mga exiles that includes Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego. I'm sure nadinig na po natin yan in one of our preachings. Now, for 50 long years, the people of Israel is under the command or under the reign of the Babylonian Empire. But there came a time na na-conquer sila ng Persian Empire. So natalo na yung Babylonian Empire and yung king ng Persian Empire, si King Cyrus, he gave an order allowing the Israelites to go back to their place, to their home. So nakabalik sila sa Jerusalem. And there they had this task of building once more their nation and building their temple. Now, in the middle of that rebuilding that they're doing, nagkaroon sila ng opposition from the Samaritans who actually made it difficult for them to rebuild their temple. In fact, they got so discouraged about it that they stopped building the temple. So, nahirapan talaga sila. And I think every one of us, we have those encounters as well in our lives na meron tayong ginagawang maganda, may endeavor tayo kay God, pero may mga opposition. And nadi-discourage tayo. For them, they got so discouraged that they stopped building the temple of God. But as year passed by, slowly but surely, Jerusalem came to life again. Nagkaroon ulit sila ng mga bahay, nakapag-build ulit sila ng mga farmland nila, umayos yung trade industry nila. So, naging maayos sila, nakabalik sila sa normal. But what we would see here is that they also got used to a life without the temple. Hindi nila tinuloy ang pagtatayo ng temple at nasanay sila ng walang temple. That is very important for us to understand because having a temple is a command that was given to them by God. And it's very important. During the time that they were saved by God from slavery in Egypt, the Israelites were commanded to build a temple. Sabi sa Exodus chapter 25, verse 8, make a sanctuary for me and I will dwell among them. That was the command of God. Ibig sabihin nun, the temple actually is important because it is a place that God would always use to meet His people. We know that God is everywhere, but in a sense, it was a place where He could be closest to His people. It's also a place that represented their relationship with God. It's also a place where it would remind them of the means or the reason why they were saved from Egypt. Ganun kahalaga yung temple. It was like a spiritual compass for them so that they would not worship any other god, so that they would remain faithful to their God. That was the value of a temple. But what we will see in the story is that for 14 to 16 years, this temple rebuilding did not happen. It remains in ruin. And in after the 16 years na walang nangyayari sa rebuilding of the temple, doon dumating si Haggai. Okay? Dumating si Haggai proclaiming a message from God. And basically, his message is this, that it's time to finish the rebuilding of the temple. It's time to finish the rebuilding of the temple. It is a message of priority. It is a message with urgency. Now, in this scripture, we would see that the overarching message that Haggai has for the people is that God must be first. God must be first. We need to understand this because every one of us, probably you who are listening with me in this preaching, believes in this as well. Lahat po tayo naniniwala that God must be first. But what we would see in the scripture, in the story, is that these people drifted away from this truth. Yes, naniniwala sila sa kanilang pag-iisip that God must be first, pero sa pamumuhay nila, hindi na to totoo. They had misplaced priorities. Iba na ang inuuna nila. Sa isip nila, tama ito, pero sa gawa nila, hindi nakita. And here, Haggai was sent to help them go back to that place where God is there first. Today, we want to evaluate our hearts as well. Is God still the first in our hearts? Is God still the first in our lives? And as we talk about this scripture, this preaching, if God points out in our hearts na, oh no, Jerry, hindi na si God, hindi na ako ang first sa puso mo, sa buhay mo, our hope is that by His grace, we would also have the ability to go back to that place where we put Him first in our lives. So pag-usapan natin kung paano ginawa ni God ang lahat ng ito sa buhay ng mga Israelites. Una, what you will see is that He made them recognize misplaced priorities. Recognize misplaced priorities. In the scripture that we read, we would see that in verse 2 and verse 4, He was basically saying a sarcastic statement. Yun po yung na-imagine ko nung binitawan to ni Haggai, medyo sarcastic. Kasi sa verse 2, sinasabi niya doon that these people are saying it's not yet time to rebuild the temple. Yet, makikita po natin sa verse 4, sinasabi ni God, is it a time for yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruins? He was basically saying, you're telling me hindi pa panahon, wala, hindi pa tama yung oras or yung panahon para i-build yung temple ko, pero kayo ang gaganda ng bahay nyo, ang dami nyong oras magpaganda ng bahay nyo. Kasi yung description na ginamit to describe the houses are paneled houses. When you look at the architecture during that time, pag nilagyan na ng panel, finishing touches na po to. Ibig sabihin, yung houses is already livable, pinapaganda na lang. Kinilalagyan na lang ng arte yung bahay para talagang at aesthetic, talagang maganda-maganda. Ibig sabihin nun, they have already put so much time building their houses, they are already in that time na pinapaganda na lang nila. Yet God is saying, ang dami niyong oras dyan, yet you're telling me wala kayong oras para i-build yung temple ko. You're saying wala kayong oras para unahin yung nagpapasaya sa akin pero ang dami niyong oras na nagpapasaya sa inyo. You're saying na wala kayong oras dun sa mahalaga sa akin pero ang dami niyong oras dun sa mahalaga para sa inyo. You see, this is something that we need to hear because I do believe that there's so much truth in this, not only for them but also for us. Because when you look at it, pag pinag-isipan po natin, we always seem to find the time for things that we really care about. Tama po ba? We always seem to find the time for the things we really care about. May oras tayo sa mga bagay na importante sa atin. Kaya, iba sa atin, di ba? Sino ba sa inyo, lagi kayong kumakain? Bakit kumakain? Mahalaga kumain. Di ba? Nakikita natin na mahalaga kumain. Sino sa inyo, mas mahalagang kumain kaysa matulog o mas mahalagang matulog kaysa kumain? Ginagawa natin yon kasi may oras tayo para doon kasi mahalaga yon para sa atin. Sino sa atin may time tayo para mag-Facebook? Bakit natin ginagawa? Kasi in our mind, mahalaga yon para sa atin. Bakit tayo may time para mag-aral, magtrabaho? Kasi alam natin, mahalaga yon para sa atin. Because we know that it is important, because we really care about it, we give time to it. Okay, minsan, just last week, okay, we attended, me and my wife attended a wedding. Ang layo po sa Pampanga. But we gave it time. Why? Because we care for the couple. the couple that who got married is important to us. I think the same is true for all of us. We always seem to find the time for things that we really care about. And here we would see that God was trying to make them realize. God was trying to make them recognize that you have misplaced priorities. Because if you are saying that God is important, if you are really saying that God must be first and you believe it in your heart, how come you have time to build your houses and you don't have time to build my house? That's the word that God was trying to make them realize. And sometimes, tayo pong lahat, I think, we madali sa ating minsan mag-conclude na importante isang bagay. But most of the time, hindi natin ito ginagawa for several reasons. Sometimes, we have chosen not to do some things not because they are unimportant, but because they require more from us. More effort, more time, more sacrifices, more inconveniences. Sa mga estudyante po nakasama natin ngayon online, sino ba sa inyo naniniwala kayo na importante mag-aral? Tama, di ba? Kung kasama niyo pang nanay, tatay niyo, magsamagat ka na, yes! Importante, pero hindi ba minsan hindi tayo nag-aaral? Bakit? Kasi it requires time, it requires effort, it requires sacrifices. Sino sa inyo naniniwala kayo na dapat sa bahay natin malinis ang ating kapaligiran, malinis yung loob ng bahay, yung mga chores, yung mga pinggan, hinuhugasan ng maayos? Pero importante, di ba? Pero bakit hindi ginagawa? Nagpapatumpik-tumpik tayo kasi it requires more effort, more time, more sacrifice, and it is inconvenient. We have chosen not to do certain things, not because they are unimportant, but because they require more from us. And sometimes, ganun din sa buhay natin. Bakit minsan, mag-e-election na, pero boboto na lang tayo. Pero di na natin i-research kung sino bang dapat iboto, kung sino na lang sikat, kung sino na lang iboboto ng nanay ko, yun na rin yung iboboto ko. Bakit? Kasi it requires more effort, more sacrifice. Diba? Medyo nakakapagod, nakakatamad. Bakit minsan, ang dami ng services, ang dami ng on-site services, bakit nag-settle tayo sa online? Eh, lumalabas naman tayo. Wala naman tayong sickness, wala naman tayong, hindi naman tayo takot magkasakit, pero ayaw pa rin nating mag-on-site services. Kasi inconvenient sometimes. Magre-register pa ako na Saturday, makikipag-agawan pa ako ng slot, pipila pa ako, magda-download pa ako ng QR code. Dami naman. Or magpe-face mask pa ako during service. Sometimes, we know what is important, pero hindi po natin ginagawa dahil it requires more from us. You see, that's exactly the picture when it comes to chapter 2 and chapter 4. God was making them recognize their misplaced priority. God was exposing their heart. Sabi lang nila, wala kaming time para mag-build. Or hindi, sa tingin namin, hindi pa time para i-build yung temple of the Lord. But actually, they are just making excuses. They're making excuses because in their mind, they're seeing that it is inconvenient. They're probably thinking, mas importanteng unahin ko tong paggawa ng bahay ko. Kung siguro convenient lang, kung siguro walang threat, walang enemy, walang opposition, kung siguro hindi maantala itong paggawa ng bahay ko, kung hindi mapipigilan yung pag-harvest ko, siguro gagawin ko to. But in ang front excuse nila, wala pang time. It's not yet time. Bakit? May nagsabi ba na hindi pa time? Wala naman eh. There was no prophet that was sent to them saying na it's not yet time to rebuild the temple of the Lord. Yet they decided for themselves to believe na it's not yet time. Pero they also decided for themselves, it's time for me to pursue what's important for me. What would make me happy, I'm gonna pursue building my house. All they have was excuses. You see, minsan, di ba, ganun din po tayo. Sometimes we are surrounded by important things, yet we have so many excuses. Sometimes we are confronted with the greatest and most important truth, which is to put God first in our lives. Pero sometimes, ang dami po nating excuse. Siguro, gagawin ko yan kapag pag hindi na ako busy. Gagawin ko yan pagka pasa na lahat yung grades ko. Gagawin ko yan kapag mayaman ako. Gagawin ko yan kapag siguro hindi ko na kailangan magtrabaho. Gagawin ko yan kapag wala ng pandemic. When you look at it, sometimes parang in the surface, parang valid. Parang yung excuse ng Israelites. Wala pang nagsasabi na time na eh. But in reality, those are just excuses. Because at its core, the real issue is not about time. It is an issue of priorities. The issue is all about priorities. Kaya nga, yung reminder ni God sa scripture na binasa natin, in verse 5 and verse 7, God said, consider your ways. Consider. Ang definition po ng consider is to give careful thought. Sa Tagalog, pag-isipan mong mabuti. Magnilay-nilay ka sa ginagawa mo. Pag magmuni-muni ka. Take your time to evaluate how you are living your life. Take time to evaluate and assess, tama pa ba yung priorities mo? Tama pa ba yung inuuna mo sa buhay? God is saying, consider your ways. So that you may recognize if you have misplaced priorities. Sometimes kasi, hindi natin namamalayan, mali na pala yung priority natin. Sometimes, sobra tayong nasanay doon sa ginagawa natin o na-enjoy natin yung ginagawa natin, hindi natin namalayan. Hindi na pala to yung priority na dapat kong inuuna. Hindi na pala si God yung first sa buhay ko. Hindi na pala si God yung pinakamahalaga at pinakanauuna sa lahat ng sa buhay ko. That's why God is saying, consider your ways so that we may recognize if there is any misplaced priorities. You see, when you talk about a priority is not an issue of time. It is an issue of the heart. And it boils down to what we really care for or care about. Ano yung mahalaga sa puso natin? Anong mahalaga sa atin? So we ask the question, what do we really care about today? Ano talaga, yung totoo lang, if you would be honest to ourselves, what's the most important thing in our lives right now? What do we care about? You see, minsan parang ang daling sabihin, si God ang pinakamahalaga sa akin. Si God yung pinaka kine-care ko sa buhay ko. But the Bible also says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Kung nasaan ang treasure mo, nandoon ang mahalaga para sa'yo. Ano ba yung treasure? Kailangan ba ito? Mga usapang ginto lang ba ito? Usapang pera? There are more treasures in the lives than with what we think. It talks about time, energy, and money. So we ask ourselves, where do we put our time, energy, and money? Where do we spend our time, money, and energy? Minsan, or should I say, most of the time, magkasama yung time and energy. Time and energy and the things that we talk about. Ano yung lagi mong bukang bibig? Ano yung lagi mong pinag-uusapan? Yung pag nagpo-post ka sa Facebook, ano yung laman ng Facebook post mo? Sinong nauuna? Can you say that in your post or in the words that you're saying, God is honored, God is magnified, it points to Him? When you talk about the things that are marinating in our mind, yung mga pinagbubulay-bulayan natin, pinag-iisipan natin, pag nakatingala ka sa kawalan, anong iniisip natin? Is it more about God? Is it more about His purposes, His kingdom, His will? Or is it about other things? Yung mga things, yung ginagamitan natin yung time and energy na gawin, the things that we do, is it a reflection of our care for God? Or is it a reflection of our care for something else? Minsan nga, paliitin na lang natin yung option, is it about our care for God's happiness or our happiness? Is it about what God wants or what God or what we want? Time, energy, and of course, money. So, very obvious. You put your money to the things or to the people important to you. Tama ba? Para sa mga magulang dito, I'm sure, nagtatrabaho kayo at pinapakain nyo ng maayos ang inyong mga anak. Binibigyan nyo sila ng maayos sa tirahan, maayos na pamumuhay. Why? Because they are important to you. But the question is, for all of us, is God important to us? Is it reflected in our money? O tira-tirahan lang ba yung binibigay natin kay God? Is that an expression of value, importance? You see, in Scripture, God gave them a wake-up call through Haggai. And today, I believe God brought us here in this online service so we give us a wake-up call as well so that we may recognize misplaced priorities. This is very important for us to do or to have, na ma-recognize natin. Kasi pag tinignan po natin yung scripture na binasa natin, or pag binalikan natin yung chapter 1, we will see that if you won't recognize them, what happened to the Israelites during that time may happen to you and me. Ano po ba nangyari sa kanila? In Haggai 1:6, sabi doon, "You have sown so much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages does so to put them into a bag with holes." In verse 9, sabi doon, "You look for much, and behold, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, declares the Lord of hosts, because of my house that lies in ruins, while each of you busies himself with his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you have withheld the dew, and the earth has withheld its produce. And I have called for a drought on the land and the hills, on the grain, the new wine, the oil, on what the ground brings forth, on man and beast, and on all their labors." I was saying here, the Israelites was not blessed. The Israelites suffered. They had difficulties in their lives. Why? Because they did not put God first. Kaya nga ganun na lang yung reminder ni God. Consider your ways. Consider your ways. And I'm not saying here na kapag hindi mo pinot si God sa buhay mo, first, automatic may suffering. And I'm not saying din na kapag may suffering, there are areas in our lives that where you are not putting God first. What I'm saying here is that when we are not putting God first, things like this could happen to us. God can use those to give us a wake-up call, to call our attention. Kaya nga, sabi ni God, consider our ways. Give it a careful thought. I want you to understand that our God wants us to be blessed. God wants us to be blessed. In fact, when He instituted the law that is being followed by the Israelites in the book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 2, says there, "You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord." He was commanding them to give reverence to His temple, to His place. But what would come after verse 2, what we would see is that there is so much blessing that comes with disobedience. Or when there is obedience, there is blessing. Why? Because God wants us to be blessed. God wants you to be blessed. Kaya gusto ni God, ma-recognize natin, meron bang misplaced priorities in our lives? And as we realize those misplaced priorities, we move to the next thing that God wants us to have. And He instructed that as well to the Israelites. And that is to remember to put God first. Remember to put God first. Paano ba ginawa to? Paano ba to binigay ni Haggai sa kanila? In verse 8 says there, "Go up to the hills and bring wood and build the house." Pumunta ka na sa bundok, simulan mo na ngayon na. Simply put, when He was ordering them, when He was telling them to put God first, He was simply saying, stop making excuses before God, just obey without delay. Huwag ka nang magpabagal-bagal dyan. Huwag mo nang sabihing mamaya na. O next time, next week, bukas. Ngayon na. Obey Him now na. That was the instruction of God. If you are to really put Him first in our lives, we are to put Him first now by obeying Him. Have you heard of the saying of delayed obedience is not obedience? You see, that's exactly what they were doing. They were saying, I'm going to obey God. I'm going to build the temple eventually. But what God was asking them is build and rebuild the temple now. Don't delay. Obey now. Stop making excuses. Madaling gumawa po na excuse. But God is saying, stop making those excuses and obey Him now. Put God first. We are to remember to put God first. In Matthew 6, verse 33, it says there, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Sabi dun, seek first. mauna sa lahat. The question is, are we seeking God first? We live in a life na ang dami po nating pursuits, ang dami nating wants, ang dami nating gustong mangyari sa buhay natin. We're approaching the tail end of the pandemic and there are so many things na gusto nating gawin, gusto nating bawiin, gusto nating i-build. Yung iba sa atin, nangangarap tayo ng mga business, nangangarap tayo ng mga trabaho, nangangarap tayo ng mga relationships. Those are good, but when you look at it, are we pursuing God's kingdom first more than those things? When we look at our time in our home, yes, it's good to have time for rest, for recreation, for Netflix, for other hobbies that we have. But can we say that we are seeking first the kingdom of God in our home? Are we making sure that our family knows about God? Are we making an effort to serve them, to help them, so that it would open, yung testimony natin magiging maganda para ma-share natin sila ng gospel? When we look at our offices, are we just after good report, good performance, salary increase? Or are we seeking also that in our offices, God would be known, that God would be proclaimed, that there would be Jesus in the a culture of honoring Jesus in our offices, in our campuses? Ang goal ba lang natin ay pumasa? O ang goal natin, si Jesus makilala? God said, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. That is the will of God for us. Kung when we look at the will of God for the Israelites, for them it was to build His temple. By doing that, they were putting God first in their lives. For us, it's about seeking His kingdom and His righteousness. Saan natin nilalagay yung time natin? Saan natin nilalagay yung energy natin? Saan natin nilalagay yung mga pera natin? Does it reflect that we are seeking God first and His righteousness? My prayer and my hope is that today, we would remember to put God first in our lives. You see, si Haggai, dumating siya sa Israelites to remind them that God must be first. And what's so amazing about this group of Israelites is that this was their response. So verse 12 says there, then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, kasama ng lahat ng Israelites during that time. The Bible says, they obeyed the voice of the Lord, their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God has sent him, and the people feared the Lord. When they were reprimanded, when they were reminded, their response was to obey. Their response was to actually put in action, putting God first. What's so amazing is, as they obeyed, as they made God first in their lives, ito po yung nangyari. Una, God is pleased and glorified. Verse 8 says, go up to the hills and bring wood and build the house that I may take pleasure in it and that I may be glorified. And since they obeyed, God was glorified. God was pleased. Not only that, the Bible says, when we put God first, we are blessed. You are blessed. Matthew 6 verse 33 says, but seek first His kingdom and all and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. All these things. Sa Tagalog, lahat ng magandang bagay, lahat ng mga gusto natin, according to God's will, Bible says, it would be added to us. We would be blessed. You would be blessed. And lastly, sabi doon, if we put God first, we are blessed by having God Himself. The greatest blessing is having God Himself in our lives. Verse 13 says, then Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, spoke to the people with the Lord's message. I am with you, declares the Lord. I don't know about you, but the greatest blessing that we could ever have for me is having the presence of God in my life. The God who's in control of everything. The God who loves me more than anyone. And when I know that He is on my side, when He is with me, I have everything in this world. Sometimes kapag may pinagdadaanan tayo, feeling natin, nandyan ba si God? But guess what? The Bible says, when we put Him first in our lives, He is always there. He is with us. Today, I do believe that God brought us to this service. God allowed us to join in this worship service because that is His ultimate goal. His goal is, yes, of course, He wants to be pleased and be glorified. But more than blessing us with material things, more than blessing us with favor in this life, God wants to be with us. God wants to be with you. And when you look at Scripture, yung mga Israelites, well, they have been so unfaithful before God for so many occasions, for so many times. They have turned their backs on God, but still, God kept on pursuing them. God kept on running after them. And I think the same is true for us. With all the countless sins, sa dami po na nagawa natin pagkakamali, sa dami ng ating kasalanan, pero nag-iisa pa rin po ang kagustuhan ng ating Panginoon, and that is to be with us. The only question is, will we put Him first? Will we make Him first in our lives so that we may experience His presence in our lives? My prayer is that today, as we recognize misplaced priorities in our lives, we would choose to put Him first in our lives. Today, as we conclude this, tayo, di ba? Minsan, ang bansa po natin, ang daming kailangang i-rebuild. Ang buong mundo ang kailangang i-rebuild. In fact, when we look at our nation, we're approaching the upcoming election, and sometimes we also see it as a time to rebuild. Kaya talagang yung iba talaga sa atin, pinaglalaban natin yung mga kandidato natin, even to the point na makipag-away tayo sa ibang tao, because we are serious about building a good nation, building a good government, and alam natin nagmamatter yung votes natin. Yung iba sa atin, pinaglalaban natin na talagang ma-promote sa trabaho natin. Talagang kumakayod tayo, talagang nagpupuya tayo, nag-extra time tayo. Yung iba sa atin, yung binibigay nating todo sa pag-aaral, kasi gusto natin makabuild ng magandang future para sa mga sarili natin, para sa pamilya natin. Those are good things. And I think God is pleased when we are doing those things to honor Him. But the Bible talks about a particular building, a particular endeavor that God wants us to pursue and prioritize as well. Doon sa Scripture na binasa natin kanina sa Haggai, sinabi doon na, as they obeyed God, God promised that He would be with them. That sabi niya ni God, I would be with you. Can you remember a scripture that also makes mention of that statement? God saying, I would be with you. I will be with you. Meron po ba? It's actually also in the book of Matthew. Let me read that from chapter 28, verses 19 to 20. It says there, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Yes, it's good for us to pursue those things that I've mentioned a while ago. But God is also calling us, make disciples of all nations, to go and make disciples. And it is God telling us, if you want to put Him first, if you want to build a nation, if you want to build a future, if you want to build honoring Me in your life, God is saying, honor God by making disciples. Build and make disciples. And the Bible says, He will be with us always, always. Let us pray. God, we thank You, Father, for indeed You are the God who wants to be with Your people. Lord, thank You that You want to be with us in spite of our sinfulness, in spite of our flaws and our faithfulness. Lord, You want to be with us. Gusto niyo po magkaroon ng relationship sa bawat isa sa amin. Gusto niyo kaming makasama. At Panginoon, maraming salamat sa dahilan. Even using this preaching, God, nire-remind mo kami that there are areas in our lives as we speak that is not honoring before you, that there are misplaced priorities in our lives. Lord, we repent. We repent for those times na inuuna namin yung mga pangarap namin sa buhay, yung mga plano namin, yung mga mahalagang bagay sa buhay namin, higit sa iyo. Panginoon, humihingi po kami ng kapatawaran. Alam po namin na ang lahat ng mga bagay na to na pinuporso namin ay ikaw ang nagkaloob, ikaw ang nagbigay upang kami ay makaranas ng iyong blessing. Ngunit patawad, Panginoon, na mas pinapahalagahan pa namin ang mga ito sa maraming pagkakataon. Ngunit, Panginoon, ngayon po ay lumalapit kami sa inyo at nagdedesisyon na muling ituon ang aming mga puso sa iyo. Lord, we're choosing to prioritize you. We're choosing to put you as the first in our hearts, as the first in our lives. Lord, thank you for giving us this chance to be right with you. And thank you that as we go back to you, Lord, you are also forgiving us from the sins, from the misplaced priorities that we have accepted in our lives. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the grace that you are giving us today. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray for some of you who's joining us today. Maybe you are here and God is convicting you of certain missed priorities or misplaced priorities in your lives. You know that there are specific actions that you need to take. As you have already repented to God, as we prayed a while ago, pero alam mo lang, may mga action ka na kailangan gawin na alam mong hindi ganun kadali. It would mean a big adjustment, maybe in your time, in your energy, when it comes to your finances. But today, you're asking for God's grace to actually fulfill it. Let me pray for you if that is you. Lord, I pray for these people, God, who's choosing to honor you by putting you first in their lives. I pray, Lord, that as they make decisions, as they make adjustments in their time, energy, and finances, Lord, you would give them the grace. I pray that you would give them the joy knowing that you are honored by doing that. And also, Father, I pray that in the same way that your people in Scripture was blessed when they obeyed you, Lord, let them be blessed as well. Let them experience fulfillment as they prioritize you in their time, in their energy, and their money. Lord, bless them today. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to pray for another group of people who's joining us today. Maybe you are here and you are involved in so many things, and in your mind, you're doing this kasi I want to see change. I want to see change in our office. I want to see change in our nation. Pero alam mo lang that in the process, you are no longer honoring God. You're no longer building God's kingdom. You're no longer pointing people to God. In fact, as you pursue that, baka may nailayo ka pang tao, nagkaroon ka pa ng kaaway, nasira pa yung image ni God. Today, I believe God is here and God is calling you to repentance as well. Would you do that? If that is you, pray this prayer with me. Lord, I ask forgiveness for these actions that I have done. Lord, I did it because I wanted to honor you, but I'm sorry, Lord, that along the way, I misplaced my priorities. God, mas nauuna ko po yung desire ko, mas nauuna ko yung gusto kong mangyari more than gusto mong mangyari. But I thank you, Lord, that today, you're aligning my heart. Lord, give me a chance to correct my mistakes. Give me the grace, God, to be reconciled with people na na-offend ko, na-hurt ko. And give me, Lord God, even the wisdom na as I pursue those things, God, I'm gonna pursue them honoring you, putting you first more than anything. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Last group of people I wanna pray for. The Bible says that God is calling us to Him, to put Him first in our lives. And it is not just about prioritizing Him in how we live. It is about our relationship with Him. And today, for some of you, you don't have a relationship with Jesus yet. If you want to make that decision to surrender your life to Him today and receive that relationship, would you bow your head and pray this prayer with me? Jesus, I am sorry for the sins that I have done, that I have committed against you. I repent for doing them. And today, I'm turning my back from those sins and turning to you. I'm deciding to receive your forgiveness, to make you Lord and Savior of my life, and to live for you, and to put you first in my life from this day on. This I pray in your name. Amen. Lord, I pray for everyone who made that decision. Help them. Bless them, Lord God. Send people in their lives that they may walk with you continually. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Again, thank you for joining us. Let me just speak a blessing to all of us. Let me claim Matthew 28 for all of us. Lord, I pray for everyone who joined us online today. Thank you, God, that you would use them, Lord God, to make disciples of all nations. Send them to people so that they would indeed be a channel of blessing. Lord God, the greatest blessing that one could ever have, that is a relationship with you. So today, we receive your empowerment and thank you that as we fulfill this calling, Lord, we know that you are with us today and for the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you everyone for joining us. See you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.